Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on The Sedona Connection. And I'll get into that in just a little bit. This is our December 18th program. This is our last program before Christmas. As I mentioned in the newsletter, 1 week from tonight is Christmas, so there won't be a program next week. Following week is New Year's Day, and I'm not going to do a program on that. So I won't have another program here for about 3 weeks. But as I mentioned in the newsletter, this is the last time I will be using The Sedona Connection. You can see the new banner that I have in the background. And when we come back after the first of the year, I should say in the new decade, when we come back, I'll be using the title, The Cosmic Connections. The newsletter will be changing. I did on the newsletter this week, I kind of gave you a little bit of a pre-taste because I sent out the newsletter with the new colors. When I was doing the Sedona Connect, you know, I always had the colors there on the newsletter, and those reflected the colors of Arizona. Well, now that I'm here in Florida, right next to the beach, and water is the main topic here, so I've gone over to the blue color format so you can see that. But I want to welcome everybody here tonight. I'm seeing on Facebook that says that the sound is good. And with that, Blanca, how are you doing this fine evening?
Doing great, and it'll be nice to wish people happy holidays as they come up. Can't believe it's next week, but here we are.
I know. We're already a week away from Christmas. It's hard to imagine that. Well, I am doing something for the Christmas holidays. I'm going back to Sedona. I basically had an opportunity to go and spend some time with some folks there, and I thought, well, that's a good time to go back and just visit folks and be there in Sedona. So I'll
Absolutely.
Be there over the Christmas holidays. And so because I don't have anything specific that is going on here, you know, in my home here in Florida. So we'll be going over there. So, well, Blanca, how are things there? Anything else that you would like to share with us tonight here? Anything that you got to share with us?
No, just keeping track of some very interesting things that are going on in our world and just staying level-headed as possible. That's about it. Then, of course, looking forward to the holidays, going to be sharing it with some friends. And so that's what's going on. Trying to close up some projects because our clients will be leaving for the holidays. So basically that, the usual activity.
Okay. Well, tonight's program, I'm looking over at my emails for any of the stuff that's coming there. Tonight's program will probably be a short program because I don't have any long topics or teaching sessions tonight. Just going to be sharing some general information from you. And I got a couple little topics and references to give to you. I think that you would probably enjoy. Now, I'm going to mentioning that I'm going to be moving on into a new topics and format. In fact, when I start doing the workshops again, the next workshop will be January 18th in Atlanta, will be the first one. I'm going to have a whole new program. Now, some of the old stuff will carry over. Yes, we're always going to be, you know, talking about funds, currency exchanges, updating and stuff like that. But I'm going to start moving into more of what I did in the third topic, third session of the workshop. The importance of how we think, what is the importance of our thoughts, and I'm going to be incorporating more and more as what is called the issue of quantum physics and how quantum physics shows it's our thoughts, consciousness, that creates everything that we experience and everything that goes on around us. When you start bringing that in, at first it's hard to grasp. Well, I've been studying this now for about 2 years, reading lots of books. A couple of weeks ago, I showed you a couple of books, you know, the, dealing with quantum physics and consciousness and what I was reading on there. And I'll bring out more of those, and I'll even be listing those probably either on my website or in the newsletters as well. But the issue is we're living in a world that is starting to change. We're getting rapid changes, and I'm reading all kinds of sources that are talking about the shifts and the changes that are coming in our world. And we have to prepare ourselves for a major shift and change that's going to be happening to us in our awareness, in our consciousness, because the new solar energy that's coming into our planet is shifting and changing and impacting the DNA within our bodies. And that opens us up to becoming more aware and more conscious and more knowledgeable of what's going on around us. And those are the things that I'm going to start incorporating, because how do we handle that? How do we do with that? It's one thing to talk about it, but how do I incorporate this into my life? How do I make this happen? How can I create this shift and change for myself so I'm moving in conjunction with it? That's going to be a part of the focus on the new workshops and some of the new contents that I'm going to be bringing in the radio programs. Now, always, I'm going to give general updates. I'll continue to do stuff like that. I'll continue to, talk about those things. But that's the new format of where we're going. So, Blanca, with that, is there anything that you would like to share on what I mentioned on that?
No, I think that's an exciting development, and I think it's going to be very appropriate. I think people have been listening to you know, because they're familiar with you addressing these, but it looks like you're going to put more emphasis on it. And I would recommend people to take a look at some of the books that you're recommending, because they're very good. I've actually been reading some as well, and then they'll be able to get more out of the discussions that you'll be leading. So, or some people don't like to read, they can Google the authors who do a lot of interviews. And so I would invite them to join you in considering this topic, because whether we are informed or not and whether we talk about it or not, it's happening all around us, so we might as well jump in.
It's happening, and it's going to impact you, and you're not going to be able to get by with it. I have now come across about 4 or 5 different sources that are talking about the upcoming The Event. And it's a big major event, and it happens on cyclical basis, and it's all based around a large, huge amount of new solar energy coming into our planet. It's going to impact all of us dramatically. And how well you have prepared yourself for this is going to be dependent upon the experience that it brings to you, whether it's very positive or it's something that can be very damaging, negative, and detrimental in your life. So that's why I'm starting to bring this out, to help prepare us for what is coming in this shift and change that's coming our way. So now, I had mentioned, let me just continue to go on here. I had mentioned about the upcoming workshops. I have posted on my website, the first one on January 18th is going to be in Atlanta. Now, I'll get up to speed, and I'll be doing that over the next couple of weeks, but let me just share you what's coming after that. There'll be about every 3 weeks, unless something comes up and creates a shift and change, in the schedule. But we'll do Atlanta, then the San Francisco area, Indianapolis, Denver, Boston, and Seattle. Now, that takes us up through the end of April. Now, the other things that I have on my list, but this is not necessarily in this order, is going to be Kansas City, Pittsburgh. I'm going back to Europe. And I'll probably do Sweden this time instead of Amsterdam. And then I'm going to go to New Zealand, and we're going to do New Zealand instead of Australia. And then we're going to have another cruise. So those alone will probably take us up through about June is what it will do. So, again, I got Atlanta, San Francisco, Indianapolis, Denver, Boston, Seattle, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Europe, which is probably Sweden, New Zealand, and then another cruise. And that's what we're going to be doing. So, okay. So those are the upcoming workshops with the whole new content that we're going to be having. Obviously, we would love to have you with us. And as I do in all the workshops, folks, if money's tight for you, I always said, come on the scholarship rate. If you want to be there, I want you to be there. Now, also in the workshops is where I give the best updates on what's happening on the currency exchange, because there's just some things I cannot talk about here publicly on the radio program, but I can give those that great information. And what you get there at the workshops is that I take lots of Q&A times, and I let you ask any question that you want, and I always do the best I can to give any answer. So now with that, then, what is happening on the currency exchange? There really is nothing new. I did have my regular update about 3 weeks ago, and they said it did get delayed some because of the issues and all the major discord and the protests that are happening in Hong Kong, because the money is coming out of Hong Kong. They said it did delay that probably about 2 to 3 weeks. Now, I'm telling you what is my opinion. In my opinion, we're probably not going to see anything until February or March. That's my opinion. I think we're at the point now, the earliest we're going to see anything will be the second or third week in January. I think that's going to carry over all the way into February and March before we're going to see anything on that. Now, so then what's happening also on MetaOne Coin? You know, some of you have been concerned about, you know, they said it was going to go public. Well, here's what it is. The public can always continue to buy the coin at any time. At any time, the public can buy the coin, but it's not yet out on the market where you can exchange it. And remember, MetaOne isn't setting up just a coin. They're doing a coin, they're setting up their own exchange, and they're establishing their own bank as well. And when you purchase coins, you basically, what MetaOne is doing with you, it's also establishing and setting up your own private trust. And there's a reason for that, and Blanca and I just basically had a discussion about that, and I'm going to go into that in just a minute. But what we always wanted to make sure is that there was a secure place to place your funds. Now, I can only tell you some of the rumors that I am hearing. But some of the rumors I am hearing is the fact that we may see some really disruptive bank issues next year in the springtime. And so MetaOne is a secure place to put funds, and it's also there's a secure bank that Robert has been able to work with, and he's now got relationships with three or four different countries with banks overseas to make sure everything there is in good shape. Why is it so important to set up a private trust? Here's what most people don't know. The Federal Reserve is the central banking system in the United States, and they are the dominant central banking system around the world. The Federal Reserve are the ones that print up and issue the money on behalf of the United States government. But the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. It's a private business, just as any other business. And also, when you look at the laws that were established, the IRS, yes, they are authorized by Congress. They are authorized in law, but the IRS is not a government agency. It also is a private business. So the people who set up the Federal Reserve were also the ones who set up the IRS. And the IRS is the collection agency of the tax revenue that is then the money then given to the Federal Reserve. Well, here's what most people don't know. And this is very, very rare for people to know this. The people who set up the Federal Reserve in 1913, the IRS right after that, in 1925, they established what was called the United States Corporation of America. In 1925, it was licensed here in the state of Florida. I have watched a video of this woman. It's about a half hour long, and she goes through everything. She takes the exact law, the statute that was established in the state of Florida, goes through it paragraph by paragraph. And what this corporation does, this private company, the United States Corporation of America, is the one that is authorized, and they authorize the government to issue licenses for corporations and LLCs. So when you go and open up a business license, an LLC or a corporation license within your state, it's not the state that is the entity that is now they have control over it, yes, but it's the private corporation that is dictating what the states can and cannot do. And when you set up a business, a corporation or an LLC, you're under them, their authority, and they have the ability to dominate and control all of that. When the funds are placed into a private trust, you're now outside of their jurisdiction. So it's a safety process. What most people don't know is the extremely wealthy people, the multi-billionaires, that's what they do. The vast majority of all of their funds are in private trust, not in businesses. Businesses are secondary. Yes, they use the businesses to conduct their affairs, but the majority of their money is in a private trust. It's a safety procedure is what it is. It's a safe place to put it. And so that is also why MetaOne Coin, through Robert, they're setting up private trust for everybody is what they're doing. So now, Blanca, you and I had discussed this. Share with us your comments, what you have about what I just mentioned.
No, well, I totally agree with what you've shared. And it's a little confusing, and sometimes on purpose, because when people think of private, they think, well, this is my private property or this is my private business. But in the sense that you're using it and what Metal One is setting up, private means outside the jurisdiction of an entity such as United States Corp of America, or outside the jurisdiction of an IRS. So that is kind of a very value added about being part of the Metal One project, because you don't have to go through the whole process of learning all the history and all the rationale behind it in order to get the benefits of the protection of it. Of course, then down the line, you can learn about all these things like you've highlighted here. There's a lot to learn because we're taught differently. We're taught that, or we're made to believe that the Federal Reserve is part of the government when it's not. It's actually a private corporation. Or that the IRS is part of the government. No, as you said, they're a collection agency. So, so I think it's great. Like I told you, when Alan and I heard about this, we thought this is a great value add, and we're very impressed with what was coming out of the Metal One project.
Yeah. Now, I have said to everybody, it's important that you establish a business versus personal when you receive these funds. That doesn't mean that you can't do that. See, I even just this week, I went out and I established a new Cosmic Connections LLC here in the state of Florida, licensed in the state of Florida. But what you do, you then take the business and you place that inside the trust. So then the business is protected by the trust, is what you do. You use the business to conduct your regular business transactions, so that you basically have a tax protection and you are able to be taxed as a business versus a private individual. But then you take the business, the LLC, and put that inside the trust. And then it becomes a part of the trust, just as your checking account or whatever it is that you want to place within the trust that you are the owner of. And so what Meta One does, when you purchase coins with Meta One, they automatically set you up a private trust. And folks, normally, if you go out and have an attorney do that, that's going to cost you $2,000 to $3,000 to have that done. So that's basically what is important to, you know, know that what Meta One is doing for you. You're not just buying coins. They're setting up a whole complete system that's going to make it safe for you. So with that, then one other thing I want to mention is that David Wilcock came out with a very good video, 2-hour interview this last week. And I think it was dealing with cosmic something. I'm going, you know, cosmic secrets or something like that. But it was a 2-hour video that had the interview that he had done. But here's what's interesting. And a lot of you had sent this to me, says, hey, you need to look at this. He talks about the coming shift and changes, what's going on. He says, yes, there's going to be a massive shift and change in the financial structure in our world. And he talks about the dragon families and all the gold that they have. I have not heard anybody other than one other person talk about this. This is the first time anybody has talked publicly about the massive funds and the gold that the dragon families have, and how this money is being used to offset the financial collapse that is coming our way. So it's interesting. I've been talking about it for 4 or 5 years, and he's now starting to talk about that as well. So I'll probably the next time I do a newsletter, I'll send you a link to the video where you can watch that. Now, I want to mention one other thing as a side note. It was interesting. I was not aware of this, but Robert had mentioned this at our workshops, and it's the importance to know what happens when you have a debit card or a credit card that comes from a bank. When you have a card like this, on here are the little chips, the chip readers. And you know, you when you go to make a purchase now, instead of sliding your card, you know, you put it in and place the chip and it reads the chip that is on there. That chip is called an RFID chip. Now, I'm not certain if this is what it stands for, but what I've heard, that stands for Radio Frequency Identifier Device, RFID chip. Here's what's interesting. This chip sends out a radio frequency wave just as a cell phone does. And if you are in an area that's a public area, a person can come in and they have a little handheld device and it can pick up all the data that's coming off of that chip. That chip puts it out as a radio frequency identifier. And Robert was saying, like, when people were in my workshops and I'd have 50 or 60 people in there, a person could come in with one of those devices in the back of the room and they could start reading everybody's credit card. It's going to give your name, your address, your card number, your expiration date, everything. I've already heard of people that have one of these devices and they hide it so you can't see it, and then they'll go into an airport. All they're doing is walking up and down the corridors, following people, and they're picking up all of the information, all of their off their RFID chips, and then they're basically going out and using those credit cards to steal stuff. Now, obviously, if something gets taken off your card, you have the ability, you know, to appeal that to the bank. But here's what is important, what I saw, and these are very, very inexpensive. You can get one of these RFID protectors. It's a credit card protector. And inside, you can see it has a slight aluminum or metal type of a protector in it. So when you put this inside here, the chip can't be read. It protects the radio frequency device from being where it goes out. Because, see, a radio frequency device comes through your wallet, comes through your clothes, etc. And I'm starting to hear there are more and more scam artists and peoples and crooks that are starting to get these machines, these little handheld devices that can read people's credit cards and debit cards. You know, you can have a debit card that has a $50,000 in it and somebody picks that up, boom, they can pull all the money out of your account and it's long gone because they have the ability to access all the information just off that RFID card. And it's amazing how, you know, credit card companies don't care about that. Now, what's nice with Meta One Coin, you're hearing that they have a new type of a debit card, and Robert and Meta One, they've got the patents on these cards. These cards, the RFID chip remains inactive until it is activated by your fingerprint. It has a fingerprint device on the card. You put your fingerprint on it. It reads, are you a live human being? Then it reads your fingerprint, and then it activates the card for about 15 minutes. And that's where he brought this up. And Robert, he said he was talking with the credit card companies, both Visa and MasterCard, and he says, we don't care about the security of our cards. The card security is not our issue. It's not our concern. That's your problem. That's your issue to make your card be secure, you know. So because it's not a problem for them yet. But these little sleeves, I basically went on to Amazon.com, and I was able to order 12 of these for about $10. So they cost less than $1 each. So I basically now have – in my wallet, all my debit and credit cards, I have all of them inside one of these sleeves. Because here's, folks, here's the issue. When you get money from the currency exchange, or you get a lot of money from, you know, Meta One, you could be having literally millions of dollars in a bank account that could be stolen off of a card. And so that's why I'm bringing this up. And yes, the Meta One cards will be safe. But what you do, you could take millions of dollars and move it into a regular bank account, and it's not safe if somebody caught your radio frequency identifier device that they could read the chip on your card wirelessly. So I wanted to bring that up tonight, and because when we're talking about the types of money that we're going to be dealing with, that's an important issue to know. So, Blanca, any comments that you would like to share on that?
Yes, I know what I'm going to be giving everybody for Christmas. That's pretty handy to have that. Also,
you can go into Amazon.com and in the search window put RFID protector, and it will bring up all the different ones you can get. And it says 12 of them cost about $10, so they're less than $1 each. So
it's a good investment, I'll say.
Right. you can get them at luggage stores. You can get them, and you know, they're out there in a lot of places like that. But that's, you know, you order it off of Amazon, you'll have it in your home in 2 days. You know, so yeah, I'm just saying
that's right.
Whatever it is for that, so it's available there. So I'm sorry,
then,
I interrupted you, Blanca. Go ahead.
That's okay. Well, yeah, I think we did get to hear that David Wilcock interview. If people want to look it up, they can just enter David Wilcock, Secret Space Programs Declassified in 2020. And I agree, he did a lot of updating on several topics, and then he did go into the Dragon family, and a lot of it was kind of parallel to some of the things you've shared.
Yeah, a lot of it parallels what I've been sharing either on the programs and the workshops about the money and the dragon families and the gold that they have, how that's all off-market gold. So, it's interesting for the fact that there's now others that are starting to acknowledge that. And that's where our money's coming from for the currency exchanges, folks. That's where it's coming from. It's coming out of those sources. That's paying for us, because, you know, it's back to when you go on, you know, the blog sites of the, you know, of the different, you know, the dinar gurus, and they talk about the 800 number. They never talk about the source of the money. And I can tell you right now, everybody that I know that dealing with the families, they aren't paying for any of that stuff. You have to be in a private exchange that is authorized by U.S. Treasury. That's the only stuff, the only place they're paying out. So, and we're in that. So, yeah. Okay.
And you mentioned the turmoil going on in Hong Kong, and I was wondering if how that might impact the exchange, because of course lots of the monies, I believe, are held there.
Well, the funds are predominantly at a very, very large bank in Hong Kong. And there's different entities that control the funds, but some of the people were Chinese. And because they were Chinese nationals with controlling funds in a Hong Kong bank and the turmoil that is going on there right now, they can't move the money out of the country. Now, what I do know is my broker, as soon as they are authorized, they have to go to this Hong Kong bank, set up a paymaster account, and then they're going to immediately move the money out of Hong Kong into Singapore. So the funds for us will actually be coming out of Singapore and not out of Hong Kong. And they're doing that as a safety measure. And I've been told there are just massive amounts of businesses that are moving their money out of Hong Kong and moving it in Singapore. It's almost like Singapore is on the way becoming the new Hong Kong of Asia. It's going to become the dominant financial center of Asia instead of Hong Kong because of the turmoil that's going on there. So, yeah. Okay. Well, anything else you want to share with us? I don't have a whole lot more. I just got a couple little things that I'm going to share, but because, you know, I just was giving general information tonight. I am talking about the new format of the program, the new information. It's about the fact that we're living in a world that's changing. I'm going to go into more depth about it. I'm going to give you resources of where you can go and read. And the books that I shared, you know, Blanca, you mentioned some people you like to listen to. A lot of those books are also available on audible.com. where you can listen to them in the audible format versus having to read the print. Now, I got two new books that I'm going to share with you that are very, very powerful. They're just creating great impacts for me. And when I give you these two books, folks, trust the fact that this is not about being, quote, religious, but yet it is about the impact of the person of Jesus. This one here is called What Jesus Wants You to Know Today About Himself, Christianity, God, The World, and Being Human by Gina Lake. And the other is Jesus, My Autobiography by Tina Louise Spalding. Both of those books are channeled books. Both of them are saying that they basically are channeling directly from Jesus, and this is what he is saying. This one here, the autobiography, he goes right in there and he says that this lady, Tina Louise Spalding, she spent 20 years preparing herself to be in a position to be able to receive this information and be that source of the information coming through. But they're very powerful, very powerful books about helping to make the shift and change. In one of the books, he talks about the importance that we need to move into in raising our frequency and raising our vibration within our beings and within our bodies, shifting and raising our consciousness and our awareness so that we don't run into the turmoil that's going to be coming our way. And he does talk about that, you know, in both of those books and the importance of that. And that's why, because that information is lining up with what I'm going to be talking about in the future. So, okay. So anything else there, Blanca, that you would like to share? And I want to say, folks, if any of you, if you want to come on the program, if you want to make some comments, or if you have some questions, the call-in number is 515-605-9356. Again, that's 515-605-9356. That's the call-in number. And get with us in the next couple of minutes, because if we don't, we may be ready to be done for the evening, because I kind of covered everything I wanted to cover, all the general information. I've given the update on the currency exchange, what I know about it. I've given you the update on Meta One Coin. Robert is shooting for probably mid next month now of being able to take it public. Trust the fact that the longer it takes, because it's setting up for us a safer, more secure, and a better system for all of us. Its value is continuing to grow. Trust that. It just means, the only thing that it means is that you can't basically access funds from your coins as quickly as you may have wanted to. Other than that, everything is great and everything is secure. But those are the primary updates there. I've given you the general updates of the new coming program. I'm going to be using the new name, and I'm giving you a little bit of some of the information of the direction that we're going. And the first workshop is going to be in Atlanta January 18th, and then after that, we go to the San Francisco, Indianapolis, Denver, Boston, Seattle, up through the end of April. So, Blanca, anything else that you would like to share with us tonight?
Well, on the workshop in Atlanta on January 18th, of course, we'd love for people to attend and help us to kick off the new format for the workshop. It's going to be an inaugural event, and I'm so glad that it's going to be in Atlanta. And so I really encourage people to join us if they can. And as always, you're very willing to work with people on a scholarship basis if that will help them come, which has always been great. And who knows, maybe we can have some good news in January. We'll see. And the other thing, I just wanted to piggyback on your talking about some of these books, and I, again, do encourage people to take a look at them, is there's thriftbooks.com, and I think I've got like three of the books you were talking about and saved a good bit of money. So that's another thing to look at. So I just want to share that.
Well, I enjoyed getting the books in Audible, and I listen to them quite often. I'll listen to them first time in audible.com. And then if they really strike me, then later I'll go back into the print form and, you know, take my pen out and make notes and all that kind of stuff. But I've, both of these books, I've already listened to them more than twice. And I think one of them I'm in my fourth time through, because it's so powerful. It's so deep, the messages that are in there. It's one of those that you continue to pick up more stuff each time that you either read it or listen to it. They're both very powerful books. So, yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of great information. Mm-hmm.
We didn't have anybody that looks like they wanted to call in, but yet I also want to comment. Of course, you're interested in Atlanta. That's your home, and you'll be there. And so
yes,
those of you that want to become acquainted or want to meet Blanca and her husband, Alan, they'll be there at the Atlanta workshop in January. So anything else there that you'd like to share with us, Blanca?
No, I think we're good.
I think then we're ready to call it a program. We did about 35 minutes tonight, and I just want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Christmas and New Year's holiday coming up. And folks, we will see you in the next day on the Cosmic Connection. Okay. Good night, folks. Bye-bye.